programs, and progress. The first Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1933 was part of President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal. The act led to a reduction in crop surpluses and higher prices for agricultural products. The price supports paid directly to farmers and ranchers for crop reductions under the act, and the extra revenue generated by higher prices caused a 50% increase in farm income. This eased the burden of the Depression on rural America. However, some people saw the act as unfair because it was paid for in part by taxes on those who processed farm products into food and clothing. In 1936, the act was struck down by the Supreme Court. Congress then passed a second Agricultural Adjustment Act in 1938. The new act retained the best features of the earlier program, but was funded by general taxation. While legislative actions were being taken to help farmers, many Americans were dismayed by the disparity of having farm surpluses while many people went hungry. To help alleviate hunger and reduce surpluses, the USDA initiated new food programs. The food stamps program provided surplus food to poor families, and school lunch programs used surpluses to feed children. The USDA built four new research labs across the nation to find new uses for agricultural products so that farmers could find new markets for their surpluses. Once relief was flowing, attitudes improved.